This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's June 13th, 2008. We're going to talk about the ABC News. ABC News. You know, just today, ABC News coincidentally released a story about asking the question, is this the apocalypse now that we're seeing due to the floods, the tornadoes, and the locusts? You know, and I thank God that they reported that and they asked that question, because it's where you would think that question would be asked, it's not even discussed. And that I'm referring to the religious world, particularly the churches, Christianity, especially in the United States of America. For the most part, you hear very little acknowledgement of the catastrophic nature of our day that we're living. What is news? News, it reports things that are seen and heard, things that have happened or shall happen. And news is a business. That's how news is reported. And the danger is that the biases behind those that support the news tends to bend or shape what is reported or not reported. But if you're a Christian, you're called by God, who is a spirit of truth, and in Jesus Christ himself that died for our sins and resurrected and sits at the right hand of our God, is the way and the truth. So we need to be people of truth and discerning and perceiving and weighing everything we hear and see, everything that we believe, everything that we've been taught, things that we hear. So I'm talking about the ABCs of news. If we were really to look and continue what's really breaking loose in our world today, we have drought. Many of the states in the United States of America are in drought. It doesn't rain. There's clouds, but they don't produce water. And rain is a blessing from God, but he cuts off the rain when a nation is in great error before him and has refused the voice of the word of the prophets to repent. There's crop failure. Right now, there's a tomato recall because of salmonella breakout. And there'll be other crop failures. There's economic failure, a rising cost of goods, and a declining value of the dollar. It's a double squeeze from God. But that takes perception. Real estate is dropping. There's loss of jobs. There's lying leaders, both civil and spiritual. There's false prophets that say all is well in a day of judgment and do not lead the people into repentance to acknowledge the truth before God. This is why we need to be watching and praying, because there's two facts that I want you to consider prayerfully. Number one, you'll never know the hour that the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, because he said himself, no one knows the hour, not the Son, not the angels, but only the Father. And the second thing is, most people will be oblivious to the obvious. Most people will never see the signs that are unfolding in their world and realizing that time is running out. In Mark chapter 16, Jesus was talking about the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempted, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. The religious world, the religious leaders in that day, the people that should have been acknowledging, should have been looking for the Messiah coming, resisted him. They had their business. They had their sham, the religious thing. And they hated that Jesus would expose them for the charlatans that they were. They hated him and sought a way to kill him. And here's another way that this is expressed. Verse 2. He answered and said to them, when it's evening, you say it will be a fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. Oh, you hypocrites! You can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? The same thing is true today. People can tell the signs of the weather. A sunny day, a rainy day, a snowy day, a stormy day. But they cannot discern the signs of the times. And Jesus gave us a complete discourse on what the days preceding his coming would be like. And you can read for yourself. At this present time, you still have the freedoms to read the scripture. You know, you are what you eat. And the same thing is true. You are what you hear, what you watch. It affects you. And we're all under the influence, to one degree or another. There's been a plot from those that rule in the darkness, those that are connected to the spirit of the prince of the power of the air, that hate God, that hate Jesus Christ, and hate those that follow him. They have a plot to lead people astray. We've had a false prophet named Oprah Winfrey, who for decades has taught a relativism, that whatever is good for you, whatever is true for you, is true. But that's a lie. Now she has denied Jesus Christ. Now she's saying there's many Christs, and there's even those that say they are God themselves. And yet, she can't even control the most basic things of humanity. But it's influenced our culture, the way we talk, the way we think, what we believe. This is why you need to eat the words of God. They're true and forever settled in heaven. And weigh everything you hear and see, particularly in the spiritual world, the prophets that prophesy in the name of the Lord. Put it to a prayerful test with scripture, because there will be many false prophets, many false Christs, many false teachers, and many will believe their pernicious lies. And they will make merchandise of the people. This has been prophesied by the apostles as the church first began. And now, as we're entering into where it's being concluded in this age, the false prophets, the false gospel, and the people under the influence. There's many things taking place in our day, but can you see it? In the 1960s, there was a movie called In Harm's Way. And I was watching that about 3 years ago. The Spirit of the Lord had directed me to watch that. And it had such wonderful prophetic similitude to our day. In the movie, In Harm's Way, it was about Pearl Harbor, as the United States just preceded before they went into World War II. The story was with John Wayne, was captain of, a battleship of some sort. And they were on patrol. They were outside the harbor. And what happened was, he was on deck of the ship as they were on patrol. And a man asked, "Sir, are we watching for submarines or for airplanes?" And the answer from John Wayne, which is the captain of the ship, said, "Well, both." So there was a report that on the radar, there was a discovery of submarine. And a man that was looking through binoculars on the horizon was seeing airplanes where they ought not be. And they called general quarters. This is not a drill. And they called every man to alarm, to attention, because of the danger that they were in. You know, it's not hard to find that there's evidence that great leaders of the United States of America, both political as well as military, knew and had reason to believe that there would be an attack of Japan on the United States in Hawaii at Pearl Harbor. But behind the scenes, there was some motivation to keep that knowledge restricted, that the dangerous thing would be known. So it was those that were observing and looking on the horizon and listening that saw the truth of the impending danger. We have the same thing with 9/11 of 2001, with planes crashing into the towers in New York and in the Pentagon. Things are not always as they appear. We need to be discerning, because there's men, women that are wicked, that hate God, that love money, that love pleasure, and love to be powerful. And they will do anything to execute their will in the earth, because they don't have the same God. They don't have the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord. They follow the prince, the power of the air. The alarms are sounding. This is not a drill. Every man to his quarter. Battle stations. This is the hour to rise and shine. and be filled with the glory of God and be speaking his word faithfully to a people that either will receive the lordship of Jesus Christ in this day or reject him. But the glory of the Lord will be with those that are faithful lambs, reflecting their Lord, hearkening to his voice, going where he directs. As I said, there's two facts. You'll never know the hour when the Lord is coming back. But listen, in Mark 13:28, this is a chapter where Jesus outlined what it would be like, the atmosphere in the days preceding his second coming and in the end of the age. In verse 28, he said, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So ye in like manner, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knows no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father." Now listen, Mark 13, verse 33 and following. "Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is." This is what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. Take heed, special attention. These aren't days like usual. Watch, be alert, discern, weigh everything. Because even in the spiritual world, there's things that are not being reported. The truth is being restricted. Why? You'd be shocked if you knew. The motives behind the scenes. Just nothing is new under the sun as they resisted Jesus in the early days that we see in the Gospels. As they resisted him and sought a way to kill him and opposed him because he is the truth. And they're liars. So too they will do to his followers. Jesus said he was like a son, like the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. "Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house comes, and even or at midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." We haven't even begun to see the great judgments that will come into the earth. Earthquakes and famines and pestilences and persecution, and you'll be hated by all nations. And then Jesus said there'll be wars and rumors of wars and nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Great catastrophic pressure. Parents betraying their children. Children betraying their parents. Spouses hating each other. Great betrayal. It's time to know the Lord. Hide in him. Run to him. Many things are spoken by the prophets. They'll be fulfilled in our days. You want to have oil in your lamp, burning as a burning fire of glory for his praise. In John 16 and following, it says this, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues." The synagogue is a place of worship for God's people in Jesus' day. He says they will put you out of the synagogues. "Yea, the time comes that whosoever kills you will think that they're doing God's service. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me." Be leery of men.